All new early recordings. All new early recordings. All new early recordings. All new with Kevin.
Welcome to All New Early Recordings with Kevin. I am Kevin. It hasn't even been a year yet since we put out the last episode of All New Early Recordings, so this is a special treat for you guys. If you are listening to this, which I'm assuming you are, then I assume that you've listened to the previous two episodes, in which I released Screwdriver and Let's Get Serious, two CDs that I made when I was a teenager with my good friend John Dukes. And in the last episode, I believe I mentioned that I'm not sure where John Dukes is. Well, you are all in luck because John Dukes got a hold of me and said, Kevin, it's been 10 years since I talked to you. How's it going? So we had the opportunity to catch up and we did a little interview. And that is what I'm presenting to you here today. This was a fascinating discussion, and this is just a heads up. We talk about our personal lives, and JD, also known as John, gives some warnings about some experiences that he's had in his life that he would not recommend for other people to do, and he explains how that has affected him. So, somewhat of a cautionary tale, but he goes into some detail. It actually gets kind of real, something I'm not used to, because I live in a fake world. But I hope you guys enjoy. Listen at your own risk. Thanks for checking us out. I will see you guys on probably some other podcast before I record another one of these. Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to All New Early Recordings with Kevin. And I've got a special guest today. It's somewhat of a reunion of sorts because I have the long lost and recently found JD of DJ Mac and JD, John
Hey,
Dukes.
This is John Dukes, also known as the artist formerly known as JD. How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time, man. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you. So everybody who's listening, I'm assuming, has heard the two CDs, the two albums. I don't know what we would call them now. We call them CDs back then because that's what they were on, but nobody knows what a CD is anymore.
Now they're iPods.
Yeah, so everybody's heard our two iPods. It's been about 10 years since we made those, John.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff,
ate a lot of food.
Ate a lot of food.
I myself have consumed a bit of food in that time as well.
And chewing gum.
I actually stopped chewing gum because since that time, I actually have gotten dentures. I had all my teeth pulled out, dentures, and I can't chew gum anymore.
Wow, my friend Craig. You remember Craig?
I remember Craig.
Yeah, he got dentures because all his teeth are rotted out.
Really? I was just joking about me. Yeah. I probably have less teeth now than I did because I had a molar get pulled out. So there's some interesting facts for the people listening.
Word.
Little insight. So, our 10-year anniversary since we recorded our album Screwdriver and Let's Get Serious. What's been going on since then, man?
Well, nothing. Absolutely nothing. The only thing I'd say is going on is I recorded an album called Wet. It's available on Spotify. You just search for John Dukes and you can find it. And, I mean, the rest of the time I was just, I mean, to be honest with you, smoking pot.
Cool.
I mean, no, not the whole time. I went through a phase where I smoked quite a bit of pot, and that was in my early 20s. And then I started getting into some other stuff like drinking beer, and, you know, it really hasn't been that eventful. And really, I have to say that I wish I'd done more with my life so far.
So would you say those substances is a lifestyle choice you wouldn't recommend to the listeners?
Wouldn't recommend it.
Well, good. So look, we're starting off the show with a public service announcement. Perfect. Well, John, I had some of the best time of my life hanging out with you and recording our CDs. I want to give everybody a little bit of background on how we even met. How did we meet, John?
We met through the Spartanburg Youth Theater.
Old Sparkle City.
Sparkle City All-Stars.
We sure did. And, you know, I was homeschooled, and you were not, and I had not made a lot of friends. And so Spartanburg Youth Theater was actually really good for me because it got me out there and got me to meet some cool people, even though people thought I was kind of weird. But I met you, and we were both kind of weird. We became good friends.
Yes, we hit it off.
As the saying goes.
Spartanburg Youth Theater was good for me, too. I didn't have many friends in school, and I sure as heck didn't ever meet any girls, you know, to date in my high school. But in Spartanburg Youth Theater, I kind of got a chance to do that.
You dated all of them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I was pimp-tastic.
Yeah, you were. No, you were hilarious, and I mean, that's why I fell in love with you. I mean, became friends with you.
I fell in love. I mean, I made friends with you, too.
I remember the first time we recorded something together, and it's funny because I had made, like, a bunch of, like, recordings and stuff in my room by myself, and most of the people that I knew from church and in my homeschool community thought I was pretty weird for doing this, but for some reason, I brought, like, a bunch of my recording equipment over. I don't remember which play it was, but we were over at Timmy's house. Tim Giles. Tim Giles, yeah. And we all started recording just stupid stuff, and we had a good time. And I'm pretty sure that's the night we recorded the Bonesaw song.
Oh, yeah! Bonesaw!
Look, he's here! All right! It was like the first time that I had hung out with people and had like recorded stuff and actually had fun, and like other people got what I enjoyed doing. And then the next day we had our play, and in the green room we like played a bunch of the stuff we'd recorded, and people were laughing, and I was like, whoa, people are enjoying this stuff instead of like asking me to stay away from them and stuff.
I'm getting recognized. I mean, yeah, but the thing we recorded when we were imitating all the other people in the theater.
Yeah.
Nobody liked that.
Some people laughed, and then other people got offended. We were like imitating the voices of everybody else, like in the play and on the crew and stuff. And I guess they weren't too flattered by our caricaturization of them.
Especially not George!
hey everybody, I'm George.
You don't do it as good as you used to.
I haven't heard from him in 10 years. I don't know what he's up to. I'm sure he's probably a preacher somewhere or something.
He's still on my Facebook. I don't talk to him, but he's one of my Facebook friends.
I always thought that everybody in the band Rudy was too cool
for school.
Yeah, too cool for school. I just didn't suspect that any of them would be offended by anything, because I thought they were just all so confident and stuff. And it turns out they have insecurities too.
I mean, George with the whole drooling all over himself.
Yeah.
He got really mad about that, and he was like, John, I just don't know what to think about a person like you. And I'm like me, because I don't believe in God. I mean, I do now, but back then I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great time in my life, but also if you look back on it and you think about it, you could actually see it as a dark time. I mean, there are no lights on when God's not in your life.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, that's awesome. You know, I prayed for you a lot back then, and it was a dark time for me as well because my understanding of my faith was so small. It's amazing that God used me to share himself with you, even though I had so many struggles and downfalls at the time, too. Like, I look back and think, man, how could God have used me at that time? Because, I don't know, I was stupid, and I was just a stupid kid back then.
I can't believe you know that song.
I do, thanks to you. That's a Alkaline Trio song, anybody who's wondering. But God used me, and that's kind of cool to think about, that even in our stupid words and stuff, like, God can use us to have an impact on other people's lives. And honestly, God used you to have an impact on my life too, because I didn't have any friends back then either. And so we had some awesome times. I listened through Screwdriver and Let's Get Serious recently.
Me too.
And reminisced a good bit. And I was like, man, this stuff's funny. Because you know what it was, is there's a lot of like uninhibited comedy in there. You know, we're having fun, and that's all that mattered, and we're not like, I wonder what everybody's going to think about this. We knew everybody was going to hate it, and so we just did what we loved, and I think that's a testament to myself, and, you know, to tell me, like, hey, just keep doing what you love, and just be funny, not worry about what other people are going to think of you, because it doesn't matter. And there are things out there where I wish I'd edited out because it's just long and drones on, but also I'm glad I kept it.
I mean, I look at it like, whatever, I don't know what I was doing. I mean, I was just trying to get famous. I was like, this is going to make us famous. One day, everybody's going to know the wrath of DJ Mac and JD.
Yeah. You know, it's true, though. We were ahead of our time. I said it back then, and I'll say it again today. Because I look at YouTube, which didn't exist back then, and there are people doing basically the exact same thing that we did back then, but nobody got it. And now people are famous. I mean, look at the Lonely Island and what they do. They're huge.
Like I said, dude, we were chatting on Facebook. I said Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Totally stole our idea of the pick of destiny. Let's find the pick. They're exactly. Trying to find a pick throughout the whole movie, and we're talking about Let's Find the Pick like 3 or 4 years before that movie even came out.
They totally ripped us off. You know, talking about being uninhibited, and I really, my favorite of the CDs that we recorded together was Screwdriver.
I agree with you.
I listened to Let's Get Serious, and there are moments on there where, like, I don't know, I felt obligated to put in, like, Christian stuff that now listening to it, I'm like, well, that doesn't really fit with the CD at all. Even though I believed it, I wish at times that I would have just been comfortable enough to make a comedy CD and, you know, save the other stuff for a different CD.
A lot of the stuff on Let's Get Serious is you recording songs all by your lonesome. And yeah. It's like, where's JD at?
We didn't get together as much for Let's Get Serious. And whenever we did, we kind of like, I already had the songs recorded and said, okay, right here, I want a vocal solo by JD. And and then, you know, had you record guitar to stuff that I'd already recorded and stuff. I think quality-wise, it's a better CD. You actually had a real guitar.
I actually knew scales.
Right. On Screwdriver, you used my acoustic guitar, and I put distortion on it and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I really loved that guitar that I used for Let's Get Serious. That was my favorite guitar. I ended up pawning it for a pretrial intervention.
Yeah.
You know, when you get arrested and then they're like, okay, when you go to court, you don't have to pay a fine or go to jail or anything if you complete this program. And it's called pretrial intervention. And you have to go to, like, drug classes and take P tests. And I was coming up short on the money, so I pawned the guitar and I ended up never getting it back.
Well, more life lessons from JD.
Don't buy a giant bong.
Yes. Perfect. Hey, you mentioned your music that you're making now. I wanted to go deeper into that. I wanted to also give a heads up to the listeners that kind of a disclaimer that there's one track, right? One track that's a bit adult.
Yes, it's called Hook, and it's a rap song. And when I'm freestyling rap, I mean, because it's just like a word that you can use to get in the rhythm, and it just bounces that way to where you can achieve a lot of filler through that word.
Yeah. So that's our disclaimer that there is on that one song is a bit explicit.
It says explicit on the actual track.
Exactly. So everybody's had their fair warning on that. However, if they do want to check out your music, I actually find that song pretty funny because it reminds me very much of the stuff that we used to do, save the language, of course.
Yeah, it's all about how I'm bumping the Spartanburg, South Carolina set, really.
Yeah, but there's no hook because you don't need it.
No, we don't need no hook.
The hook makes that very clear. And then the rest of the CD, tell me what the process was recording that.
Okay, basically I just go in there. This is going to sound really weird to people, but I would drink a few beers, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I would record an acoustic guitar line, you know, for about 4 or 5 minutes. And then I would go in there and I would just freestyle lyrics. I don't know where the lyrics were coming from. I don't know if they're from some ethereal plane on the outskirts of Narnia.
Probably.
But they would just come to me, and a lot of it doesn't really make sense, but it's entertaining to me. I'll go and listen to that album 3 or 4 times in a week, and basically that's it. I mean, it's a short process, but it's got the job done.
Yeah, and so that's available on Spotify. All you have to do is search John Dukes. That's JohnDukes. Exactly. Search for that, and you'll get to hear something that may or may not have been, it's not confirmed, was inspired by, what was it, some sort of mist coming from the outskirts of Narnia?
Not Narnia. I was thinking more like Tatooine.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Or Planet Hoth.
Some sort of mythical land, to be sure.
Right.
I know it took me there when I listened to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is best later at night.
When you have nothing to do.
No. When you have everything to do.
Everything and nothing at the same time.
Oh, it's blowing my mind already. It's, no, it is really good. I enjoyed it. I listened through the whole thing while I was working, and I enjoyed it a lot. Anything else you want to say to the listeners?
I just want to say, stay true to what you believe in. Don't let your inhibitions get in the way. Don't let what other people say or think. I mean, I don't know about think, because you can't read people's minds, right?
Right. Well, I can't.
I can't either.
Okay.
I thought at one time that I could, but it just seems like I was having schizophrenic thoughts.
Okay.
And I don't want this to be a lengthy discussion, but don't do crack.
Yeah?
That's all I got.
Oh, okay. Don't do crack, kids. Take it from JD.
All right, peace out.